Hagmann Report. Folks, check out our new shows Monday through Friday. At 9 o'clock is the Doug Hagmann Show, Investigative Hour. And 2 to 3 is John and Joe Together, The Daily Show. Not to be confused with The Daily Show at night, okay? Of course, these are additional shows in addition to our mainstay, the Hagmann Report, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. All three can be heard on Global Star Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, at night, YouTube as well. That's the only, the show tonight's the only show, the nightly show is the only show on YouTube. Now, I just want to make this announcement for those interested. Tomorrow, at our regularly scheduled time, my regularly scheduled time, I'm going to have a special program at 9 o'clock tomorrow, only on the platform of Blog Talk Radio. There's a reason for that, obviously, and there's a reason for that program, but I just want to make mention of that. Now, and thank you all for your support so we can reach out to, and inform more people and grow, and it's such a blessing to be able to do that. And part of that is because of people like Melissa Zachariah. I always mispronounce her last name, but known as the Honeybee. And our listeners, they care so much, Melissa, that they had sent, when you went silent a little bit on Twitter, I believe it was, they asked if they were very concerned about your well-being. And of course, John, I think I got in touch with you and everything was, I mean, you were okay relative to, you know, what they were thinking. But all that said, the Honeybee is with us, has breaking information. So what I'm going to do, what Joe and I are going to do is stand back, Melissa, turn it over to you, and follow, by the way, folks, follow the Honeybee on Twitter, the Honeybee. Melissa, what's going on? What do you have?
All right, so as you all know, I make it my life's work to expose child abuse, pedophilia, and really take a front and center approach to combating that, especially pedophile advocacy groups, working with victims, sleuthing information pertaining to elite pedophilia and connections of that sort. Over the last few weeks, I did take a week off. I did go on vacation. But really, the bulk of my work has been with actually assisting and helping victims of elite child pornography, you know, having their children taken away by the other parent, the other significant other that may have wanted the child for whatever nefarious reasons, using CPS in the court system. So it's hard for me to actually make content all the time and also do that work. So I have to kind of balance it. So for all of you folks that were worried about me, I appreciate that. God bless you for looking out for me. I will try my best to kind of update folks on, you know, what I'm doing the best I can from now on. This week in particular has been extremely interesting with the pedophile advocacy group Heart Progress. So I guess I should start off with my friend who I made these videos called Emma, Married to an Elite Child Pornographer. These two videos went viral. I had them up for about 3 weeks. I had to take them down because the woman, who I called Emma, was getting a little nervous. Some people were starting to allude to knowing where she was from and finding out the city and whatnot. So for her safety and her children's safety, we both talked about taking the video down for a little bit. Now, I have to let you know that because of unforeseen circumstances, I am going to give you Emma's real name. And this was sort of a forced hand. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about, quote, Emma.
Just for the record, I just have to ask you this. Do we have collectively her permission to use her real name?
Absolutely. Just got off the phone with her and her husband. They are currently on the run right now, not so much from any one person threatening them in particular, but they're just being very careful. They, for the last few weeks, have been kind of bouncing around just in case this happened. This is a big deal when a victim comes forward with very serious accusations where the police and the FBI have not been able to help and most likely, which we've seen in the situation, have been involved. So Emma contacted me about a month and a half ago, and she was really looking for someone to help her tell her story. Her ex-husband was and still is an elite child pornography producer. This was discovered by her by looking into his computer files, his behavior at home, also with respect to certain rooms in their home that were locked and that she was not allowed to go into. This is her and her husband's home together. They owned a business that they ran through the home. And just his behavior over the years leading up to this was just getting stranger and stranger. This man was obsessed with the Illuminati. He would talk about how much power they would have and how he wanted to know how they got this power. And we've realized that he started to do child pornography and animal pornography, and that was his ticket to getting into the big time. So Emma, before actually taking on her story, I received a lot of her information. She gave me her name, her address, her kids' names, her husband's name, their place of business, you name it. She had private investigator licenses that she gave me just to vet her. And upon looking at her criminal record, it was like looking at something like James Bond style. There was, you know, use of a weapon, endangerment, lots of speeding charges and whatnot. But it scared me at first. And I said, listen, I'm a little nervous. This is either James Bond or this is someone that I should be careful talking to. And she laughed and said, that's so funny because my boyfriend, his ringtone for me is James Bond. So, you know, she really laid in with the story and it was just outstandingly impressive. Her passion when she speaks and the details that she's able to give me are just incredible. I mean, I have news articles and everything that back up her story. And that was the bulk of these two videos that I put up, part one and part two of her story. And the goal was to keep her identity safe so we could do some more research, but also tell her story. Because we see a lot of victim shaming. Everyone's all gung-ho about demonizing the government and the media and they're corrupt and this, that, and the other thing. But then when you have an actual victim come up and actually decide they want to speak, sometimes there's a lot of victim shaming and people, they don't believe their story. So this is a story that you can't not believe. I mean, it's incredible and it goes so high into government, FBI, record label companies, Sony, Capitol Records. I mean, it's just an intense story. So working with Emma over the last month and a half, I mean, I speak to her daily. We check up on each other. Just a few, maybe I would say a half an hour ago, I received a text message. Now, I've spoken about Heart Progress a number of times. Heart Progress is a pedophile advocacy group. It is an organized group of pedophilic promoters, people that are either pedophiles or other sexual orientations that support pedophilia. And they're on Twitter with you. They're on WordPress. They're on Facebook and Google+. And they use these websites alongside people that have no idea what's going on to promote and to groom pedophile activity. It is an extremely dangerous group, and I have been attacking their websites for well over 3 months now. I actually uncovered the identity of one of these people. And since then, I've been threatened numerous times by random phone numbers. I always don't get a name with the phone numbers, but I can get locations, and they're all coming out of Denver, which is coincidentally where the identity of the man that I exposed is from. I don't want to say his name right now again, but I will tell you that this guy is going to go down pretty soon. I just got a text from them about half an hour ago telling me that they found out who Emma was, and they did. They have her name and her picture and some information about her, leading them to their website to somehow blackmail me or blackmail her. But I'll tell you, Tracy Remington is a warrior, and she is the hero in this situation. I immediately contacted her after the threatening blackmail text message that I got from Heart Progress. And she knew that it was time. We feel that this is divine intervention, that she puts her story out there in public with her face and her name, and not hiding behind a pseudonym of Emma any longer. I also spoke with her husband, who is her boyfriend, who is a fantastic man. He is able to help her travel. They have means of moving wherever they need to at any time through his type of work, so we can be assured that she is safe. But she is very interested in coming out and being the front of her story and really letting people know where to look and who this man is, if you can call him a man. I have done extensive research and already have found connections to the code words and code names that this man uses to child pornography already. So we do have some evidence. I can't directly link it to an IP address yet, but now that we're coming right out there and putting it out there, I believe that we will have a team of warriors working with this project, and hopefully we can get some help from you guys too if you can spare some. But I'm really excited that she's decided to do this. I got goosebumps talking to her on the phone. I called John immediately when I received word from Heart Progress and then spoke to Tracy. And John kind of coached me through calming down and coming on the show and kind of explaining what's going on. But this, you know, her actions and coming forward, even anonymously, have really ticked off these creepy pedophiles. And that's what John called them. And I was like, that's exactly what's happening. They're coming out of under rocks to fight the truth. I wish they had just stayed in the shadows like they always have, but for some reason, it's just, they feel so brazen to come out with their pedophile mobilization project. And it's not just Heart Progress. There's many, many other advocacy groups that are coming out and looking for the American people to like wrap their arms around them in acceptance of having sex with children.
Melissa.
Tracy. Yes.
If I can real quick, you said that you wish that these creepy pedophiles would stay in their dark corners of the world. But one thing, you know, that's interesting, and I'm sure that you've been doing this, is that the fact that this is bringing them out of their dark corners says a lot. And then from there, you know, you can document who these people are and get as much information on them. But exposure is what these people are most afraid of. So for them to actually put themselves in the position where they could be exposed just by, you know, trying to cover up the truth says a whole lot.
Yeah, that's very true.
And if I can say one more thing, just so people have kind of a frame of reference, here's how I look at Melissa, the honeybee. I don't know how many people watch Criminal Minds or have seen that show. Penelope Garcia, you know, the computer, the white hat hacker that was recruited for the FBI and Criminal Minds. That's the honeybee. I hope you took that, you know, the right way. But I'm going to tell you, I would not want to have you after me on, you know, cyber. Could come after me on a cyber scale. No, because you're impressive. But go ahead.
Thank you. I've actually been told that before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I guess there's a woman who has pink hair. I don't watch TV, so I don't really know these shows very well, but I guess there's another show with a girl. She has pink hair and she's on her computer, like, yeah, sleuthing and giving them information. Is that the same person?
Yeah, it's the same one. Penelope, okay, Garcia in Criminal Minds. Yep. And she does, she was, the backstory very quickly is she began working for the FBI because in the criminal behavior analysis department because she got caught stealing, I don't know, FBI files or whatever, but doing wonder, you know, she can do anything on the computer, on the dark web all the time and, you know, finding things that normal people can't find or even computer, geniuses can't find. That's you. That's you. I mean, even with kind of the hair too, a little bit. So. Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, it's almost like I was talking to somebody about this the other day. They were like, how do you do this? How do you connect these dots? And sometimes I'll tell you, it's almost like divine synchronicity. You know, if you're really dedicated and you're praying and in prayer and really want to expose the darkness and really put time and energy and your intention is good and your heart is good, it tends to be easy to find this information. I don't tend to think of myself as a special, you know, person who has this knack or whatever. Maybe it's just me. But I feel it is very easy. Like the hand of God has come and just like moved the cursor or changed the web page or brought something to my attention that normally people wouldn't see. But I really do think it has to do with my intention. And it comes from a place of wanting to help children and to help victims of this. It has to be exposed. And you know, as for saying that they, you know, I wish they would have stayed in their, you know, their little corners in darkness, no, I don't want them to stay in their corner of darkness. You're absolutely right about that. It is good that we're exposing them. It's just the brazenness and the almost egotistical, you know, that they're proud. They're proud of their pedophilic activity. And it's just enough to make my blood boil. It really, really is. And I'm trying to be as calm as possible today. This is all just happening like within the last 45 minutes. So
you're holding it together better than I ever could.
Thank you.
You know, and I, John, kind of explained a little bit of the backstory is during the time that we had to Joe and I heard, let me tell you something. You've got the floor and we're just going to stay out of your way. You say what you need to say, expose who you need to expose, and, we'll come together and back you, back whoever. But this, Melissa, I'm glad you're on our side. I really am, and this has got to stop. This sick, perverted crap has got to stop. And people better... I'm going to tell you something, Melissa. I want to see some perp walks real flippin' soon. More.
I think we will. Okay. I've been working on a project with the Liberty Columnist. We're actually working on a documentary, and we're finding some incredible connections. And I know you've probably heard of the Swordfish, that online.
I retweeted. I retweeted that. Swordfish.
Yeah. So there's quite a few independent projects going on undercover, and I'm working with two different projects, and I don't really overlap information, to keep it kind of controlled, but I'm telling you, it is incredible how much information people are actually finding from separate ways. And it's not something they're regurgitating from seeing it on Twitter. It's not something they saw on YouTube. This is like just sleuthing. Like these people are really working their tails off to get information and connect some dots. And really, I have people on the ground, you know, this gentleman I've been working with for a little while, he's been on the ground undercover for 10 months. And he left his home and is across the other side of the country, like literally doing investigative work every single day in the area that he's working in. It's incredible what he's discovered. But a lot of the stuff that he's found, the code words and the types of terminologies that these pedophiles use in their network corroborate with the victims that I talk to, and especially with Tracy's story. You know, they use things like Baby King, Big Red Baby, Burger, cheeseburger. I mean, there's a whole nother list of words that they're using, not just the pizza, hot dog, you know, walnuts, whatever we found through 4chan, responding to the WikiLeaks. There is a whole plethora of words. Now looking back on some of the videos that I've done, especially we talked about Cynthia and Hugh Boone last week, all of that imagery of cats and dogs, that is a whole nother layer of this, and how they describe children and certain kinds of children, very specific terminology for that. We're just uncovering a boatload of information that is connected to actual people that are very involved in government operations, but also tied to medical institutions who are also tied. And when I say tied, I mean on the board of trustees, the head chair of. You follow the lines right into these huge art embassy agencies where they can ship art without having to go through customs. They don't have to put down monetary tax information when you're normally shipping something to another country.
Are we talking diplomatic?
Say that again? Say that again?
Are we talking diplomatic?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We found many diplomats that are involved in this, even tying back to James Elefantis. So this network is a lot bigger than we had actually anticipated. It goes far beyond the Podesta, Clinton, James Elefantis connections. I mean, we're really hoping to see like hundreds of people arrested, in this operation, but it just takes time. And, you know, running out and finding some information and making a video about it, that's actually not the best way to do it. If you want views and if you're trying to get some livelihood off of the news, that's great for you. With what I've found, I can't make a video every day because I feel like I have to tighten up this story so well for people like Tracy, who really have suffered their whole life. Trying to escape the tyranny. I mean, she's been harassed by by FBI, police, people that she trusted, people that she thought she could go to. She has been trying to report this stuff for years, and a blind eye is turned, and they just don't want to hear it. You have to think they've got to be involved in this. There's no other way to understand how this could be happening so often. And we're seeing attorney generals getting arrested. We're seeing judges.
Yes, G. Gordon Liddy's son.
Yeah. G. Gordon Liddy's son.
And today there was an article in California that one of the largest human trafficking rings in California was going to be exposed. And I think that's what you were just talking about a little bit ago, that they don't have a lot of the details yet, but arrests were going to be made. And they said it was going to be one of the largest stings in history.
Yeah, and you know we're all funneling information through very private ways, and I don't know some of the people that I'm speaking with. We had to do a vetting process to trust each other, but people are really putting their lives on the line here. So the information that has been kind of funneling through all of these different avenues, it may be going right to that one place where this is all coming down. I feel like I'm a part of it somehow. In that aspect. So anything I can do, and anybody wants to reach out to me, you know, like I said, Tracy reached out to me and I was more than happy to help her. She's like someone I say I love you now when I hang up the phone with her, because she's just such a doll. She's so impassioned by this and she wants these rings to fall so badly.
So,
she's known him.
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt. Just in case people might have not been paying attention here, Tracy is Emma that you referenced before, right?
That's right.
Okay, and she is a victim of Go ahead.
Her husband is a child and animal pornography producer. He is one of the biggest on the West Coast. He has ties with Sony Records and Capitol Records, and uses pop-up ads and other avenues of embedding images into ads to steer people to child pornography, which is what we found. We also are finding connections to like Mark Pincus, who I already had made a connection months ago with his dealings in child pornography and torture on one of the websites he set up, Tribe. I was successfully able to take that website down, directly created by Mark Pincus, who also does the Farmville. He does many different, he does all kinds of little games and apps for kids. And this is where it gets crazy. I mean, these people are rich, powerful, connected people in the music industry, the gaming industry, Hollywood, government, you name it. Everybody's connected. And you might have someone that's a really great, you know, Hollywood actor that is against all this. You know, but then right next to that person, you'll have somebody who's really involved in trafficking children and doing rituals and really into this sick stuff. And you'll also have your gas station guy or your auto wrecker guy who are also involved. It's like if you've ever seen the movie Fight Club, it's a perfect example of how these people work. It's how the government works. You have people in the know and you have people that are not in the know. And it doesn't matter where you are. You may be the lowest man in your troop, but you may be in the know, so you know a hell of a lot more than somebody else knows, because that's how they compartmentalize information. That's how they compartmentalize their crimes. They have people working in, I mean, it doesn't need to just be all the elites getting arrested. There are people that are working in garages that are involved in this. They all need to go down as far as I'm concerned. And this is where we're at right now with this war. I'm so grateful for Tracy and her boyfriend, Brian, for coming forward. And I think we're going to see some names coming out very soon with her case. So I appreciate you guys the time today to talk about that. It was kind of an emergency, but you guys were always
ready. You know, we've foregone the bottom of the hour network break for you. Melissa, because of your work is so important, and I just can't stress enough what Melissa's talking about is the stuff people get killed over. And this is not hyperbole. The pornography business is it's a huge money-making industry. As sick, twisted, unbelievable as it is, and you're talking about snuff films, actual snuff films. And Melissa, I was speaking with Russ Dizdar, Pastor Russ Dizdar, but he's a member of, he counsels law enforcement. You know Russ, right? Do you know Russ?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Eric and I spent the day with him, I think a week or two ago. But we are finding the same problem where the FBI, as a matter of fact, in one case that I'll say that I'm working with him on, the FBI special agent in charge handling a child rape case or child kidnapping case is related to the perpetrator or the suspect, has even to the extent they have the same last names and are from the same area. But anyway, so we're seeing what you're seeing as well. But I didn't want to get off too far on that. But I think this is so important. Use however much more time you need. The floor is yours. Whatever we can do for you, whatever our listeners can do for you and viewers, you know, it's yours. But we got to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
The one question I have, what can proactively, as you're investigating the people who are after Tracy, essentially, they want to shut her up permanently, obviously, is what you're saying. And
yes, absolutely. There's already been people murdered involved in this case, and that's been also vetted.
Okay.
That's why she's so afraid. Her son was involved in this on some level, and it's very...
what you are actively doing, in part, is using your cyber abilities, computer abilities, to identify and also expose those people who are after Tracy, and in so doing, exposing the larger ring that's behind it,
Mm-hmm. Okay. People that worked with her ex-husband. I mean, I have all their names and numbers.
Okay.
There's really nobody left that hasn't been seen.
Okay. Now, is this, and to be clear, and I apologize for these machine gun like questions, but is this the case, the information that the Swordfish was talking about, related to the music, a big name in the music industry?
No, and it's funny. That's what I'm saying. Like, all of these different research projects are coming to the same conclusion. It's fascinating, and it's very validating for me and for Tracy. Because Tracy's been talking about Sony and Capitol Records being involved in this for the last 2 months. And, you know, I've only been hearing about this record label stuff since maybe the last 2 weeks. So for us, it was extremely validating to hear it because I haven't really shared that third part of the video. We took down part one and part two because she was getting a little nervous. Part three was all about record labels and you know, coming into televisions and putting certain images on the TV, like Cherry Blossom technology from Vault 7. This woman was harassed and taunted and followed and GPS'd. I mean, you name it. What I'm going to do is, for you folks to help, I'm going to put Tracy's videos back up after I speak with her again. We have a whole hour long conversation that I was going to break up into a few different parts. But now that we're coming out and she's going to be a hero, I might actually just put the whole thing out. And then that'll give people a lot of information to start doing their sleuthing. And also for, you know, if you guys want to help out with your resources, that would be extremely awesome. I think we need an army to start looking into this stuff. So if we have real names of real people, you know, it might make it a little easier to make these connections and make them stick. So okay. We could give it to the FBI. We could give it to law enforcement. Granted, nothing's going to happen, but the truth is what sets you free.
That's right.
So as long as the truth is out there, then we're doing the right thing.
Now where can people, once you post these, Melissa, where can people find the videos?
Sure, they'll be on my YouTube channel, which is YouTube.com/C/TheHoneyBee. You can also look at my name, Melissa Honeybee Zachariah, if you want to do that Google search for my YouTube channel. But also on BitChute, which is where all my videos live forever. They're very cool about free speech. I'm going to do a promo video for them very shortly. BitChute is using BitTorrent to make videos shareable, so they never leave the ether of the internet, and they're huge proponents for free speech. They have the Corbett Report, you know, a bunch of news outlets that are really standing for free speech and independent journalism, and I'm in very close contact with the developers. They're really great people. Ray Vahey is one of those people. We talk to each other very often. He'll do anything for free speech and for independent journalism. So you can find me on BitChute as well.
Okay, and that's BitChute.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Right, Doc.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Now, all right. In closing here, okay. So the announcement is essentially we have a victim. We have a victim who's come forward, full name, giving you the testimony about what has been taking place on the run right now, and is in need of really the exposure to get out, the information to get out there. So there's a level of protection for her. So you know, somebody hurting her is not going to change anything. Is what you're saying, correct?
That's right. And, okay. You know, this was a hard conversation to have with Tracy, because once you're out, you know. She's been holding on to this for a long time, but I was always trying to stress to her, it's a lot better to be out there and everybody knowing who you are, where you are, what you're doing. That protects you sometimes, you know. So hopefully this will help her. It's definitely going to be liberating. And Tracy, I love you so much. I'm so grateful for you coming out and contacting me. Choosing me to put your story out has been such a blessing. So
Tracy, if I can just add, the team here at Hagmann Report were behind you as well. And I do know, ladies and gentlemen, that, that Melissa does exemplary work, so we're not talking about some sort of, some fake thing going on. We're talking about something very real and something very, very big. And your tenacity, Melissa, and your courage, we've got to acknowledge that. And our prayers are with you as well as with Tracy, Brian, her boyfriend, and this whole thing.
Thank you.
Okay. Is in closing, because we don't want to keep you, is there anything else that, that you, you want to, you know, I mean, you got as long as you want, but is there anything else that we need to know or should know?
Just keep doing your own research. You know, there's a lot of disinfo out there. There's a lot of people that want to take the stand away and push you down another path that isn't the right way. There are people that are actively, you know, on Twitter, on YouTube, that want to mislead you. Yeah. So don't ever take, even when you're listening to a video that I'm making, go online and vet everything I've said. Do your research. You will be so much more empowered and prepared with information if you just do it yourself. And I always try to tell people, document, document, save, save, record, record, report, report, and just be very diligent. As for this heart progress, all they did tonight was empower us even more to be stronger and to push back even more. So,
okay,
thank you for that, I guess, for them.
Penelope Garcia, our Penelope Garcia in the Criminal Minds world. I know that's foreign to you because you don't watch TV, again, I say that as a compliment. You are one tenacious woman.
Thank you.
And, well, thank you. And through the usual back channels, Melissa, whatever we can do, if you need information that we can provide from our investigative databases, let us know.
Absolutely. It's much appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Melissa. Well, you know, folks, we're going to be in prayer, and everyone should be in prayer for Melissa Zachariah. And I'll just say this in wrapping this part of the show up. You've got no idea what's out there. You know, somebody was saying about, somebody had sent me an email about the dark web. And there are various levels to the dark web. There are various levels. Even like the internet, there's the place where all you do is run into feds, you know, federal officers or whatever. There's the garbage, and then there's the real nasty, unbelievable, inhuman stuff. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't know what you're doing, don't even try. Don't download the Tor browser and just say, oh, I'm gonna see what's on there. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you're gonna get yourself in a lot of trouble if you don't know what you're doing. And I'm not a techno, I mean, I'm a techno idiot. Okay, so I had to have someone who knows. I don't go on the dark web unless I've got the person I trust on a different computer. I'm not going to get into it, but just trust me when I tell you, it is not your ordinary browsing experience. But what Melissa is talking about here is a case, a real live human being case victim that is connected to some of the most powerful people in the country, in the entertainment industry. And this is what we do. And just to be clear, this is what we do when we're not on the radio. We do the research, but we do also do the investigations. We're active in that. And we serve in cases like this when requested as the support mechanism for investigations that we never can talk. We can't talk about this. So when we see some of these morons out there saying, oh, this is just, you know, it's all fake. It's all fake news, or it's just hyperbole, or my favorite, oh, with regard to the, this case, it's false memory syndrome. Okay. Yeah. In a few instances, perhaps, but the bulk of this, no, there is this level of perversity that when you look at it, you know, that saying, when you stare into the abyss, it stares back. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. That's a place you don't want to, you don't want to hang around there. And this is me speaking from the heart.
And this is something we talked about on our show, the Hagmann Daily Show with me and John, is the balance. If you're going to be researching these kind of things, if you're going to be looking into these things, if you're going to spend any time, John made a great point that, some people are so busy chasing the devil and trying to uncover things that they lose their own faith walk, the standing in their own faith walk. And that's why it's so important to have balance, not only in your life, but in your walk of faith. Because you can get so far bogged down into the dark side that before you know it is, you know, taken hold of your whole life and your whole thought process. And I know that might sound extreme to some people out there, but it really can happen. And if you don't do enough of your own spiritual work and walk at the same time you're looking for, you know, these deep dark paths and down these deep dark paths, it can get you in a real bad spot, whether you intended to go there or not.
You know, it's that's right. And I think the population has been desensitized to a large extent by television.
And video games, movies,
right.
The whole entertainment industry.
When you walk into a crime scene where someone has been murdered, and look, it is not like television, and all I want to say is you've got to have the empathy, you've got to be prayed up, you've got to have a spiritual armor, the armor of God. And even doing what our own Penelope Garcia, that's how I'm going to start calling her from now on, Melissa Zacharia, the honeybee. And follow her on Twitter and subscribe to her YouTube page, because she does some excellent work. But she's in this and goes into these areas, and she's risking, there's that threat of lawfare. That's not funny. That's not funny because... And I'm going to say this. And by the way, you can direct all subpoenas and requests for transcripts to the address that to my attention, the address on our website. But and I'm going to say this, okay? Because as a co-defendant, along with Steve Quayle, in a multi-million-dollar lawsuit for defamation, one of the latest bits of and this is, frankly, you can find this in the court filings. It's pretty interesting. One of the latest accusations include fake news, Pizzagate. Okay. And you know, this is what we are fighting against. Of course, I might be like Martha Stewart now. You know, Martha Stewart, I can't talk about this, but that's all I'm going to say. See, the opposition, those people who are involved, and now this has nothing to do with what I just mentioned, but those people who are actually involved in pedophilia, in the sex crimes, in the things like the Orgy Island, the Larry King Franklin scandal and cover up. They will yell and scream, but more importantly, they will file a lawsuit against you. And have we not seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've seen this, and we need to press forward. We need to move, press on, despite the risks. But we need to be right. We need to be accurate. but we also, but we need to fight. Because if we don't fight for the most defenseless among us, if we don't fight for the most vulnerable among us, if we don't fight for what is right, then we're worthless, in my view. Because we could sit back behind a microphone all night long and all day long with our individual programs and talk. Talking, yeah, it does help to educate people, and it does get the information out there. It's valuable. I'm not going to diss that or dismiss that, but I will say this. The action that we, our entity, our group, our team, whether it's my daughter Jackie, whether it's Eric the Tech, who is working behind the scenes in so many ways, or Joe, or myself, or whoever it is, we are implementing, we are attempting to make a difference to expose and bring justice to the people who need it. Now, do we win all the time? No. Can we say what we're working on all the time? No, of course not. Can we say that we've had some victories? Yes, we have. In certain cases. And you've read about a couple of them. You know, we've had some hand in a couple of them. However minimal or incidental it might be. So we are, collectively, we're making a difference. And this, folks, this is what you're involved in. If you are supporting us, and this is not a call for money, this is just a real statement. We couldn't do this without the support of our listeners, the support of the few advertisers we have. But it's so important because if not us, who's going to do it? Certainly not the mainstream media, certainly not left to the devices of the majority in the alternative media. They don't have the resources, or they don't have the will, or they don't have the, or maybe they don't have the desire, or maybe that's not their forte. That's fine. But somebody's got to do it. And that's really the only thing I wanted to say. So let us get behind Melissa Zachariah, the honeybee. Let us get behind Craig Sawyer. Let us get behind the people who are making a difference and, put them all together. And this is, Joe, this is, and I'm going to turn this back to you. This is how we are connecting the dots, taking the, Pizzagate narrative. Which, and Alex Jones talked about this, InfoWars, and people say, well, he backed down from Pizzagate. No, that's not quite what he did. And we stand behind, I personally stand behind Alex Jones for, I understand what he did, how he did it, why he did it. But there's the larger issue of Pizzagate. When people start throwing words in your mouth, in his mouth, and, doing certain things, setting him up, you've got to take a position to extract yourself from that intentional setup. That's what happened. So I'm fully behind him, but this is bigger than any one small slice of pizza. It's much bigger than that. We're looking at the whole pie. We're looking at not just the whole pie, but the whole industry, the whole bakery, all the ingredients, because that's how big this is. From Hollywood to DC, and everywhere in between, to London, to the Vatican. This is the way it is. And, it's serious. And there are children that are out there that are being, victimized every single day. And, it's horrible. It really is. But anyway. I'm glad we had Melissa on, and folks, there she is. You know that she's all okay. I mean, the hundreds of emails that we got, it was kind of interesting. How many people care for her, but all right. So to wrap up this, I just want to mention once more before I forget, tomorrow, my regular time, 9 o'clock, I'm going to do a show, and then Sunday on BTR only, Blog Talk Radio only. So join me at 9, won't you? And then you're going to be on Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges Sunday night, the first hour.
Yep.
Okay, that's very good. And
yeah, last week we had a family obligation, a funeral, and we weren't able to do it. And I don't know how many people, I don't know how, it'd be interesting to know how many listeners of our show actually go to listen to us on Hodges or listen to Hodges in general.
Yeah, you know, really there's no way to tell.
No, right? There's not.
It's just a Sunday
evening, if you have nothing to do and you're looking for something to listen to, the first hour, either myself or my dad is on with Dave Hodges each and every week. So
yeah, and then
and it's always a good interview.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it's all we're all kind of part of a team that really is working to get the truth out there. But you know, we started out this week with my goodness, with looking at a number of headlines. Look at everything that's happened this week. The healthcare skinny repeal vote failure from 2:30 this morning. The story of baby Charlie Gard that is reflective of that. You had the arrest of Imran Awan on Monday. You have Debbie Wasserman Schultz in a meltdown, yelling at her teenage daughter allegedly over a $2 purse caught in a mall. Just almost in a catatonic state, according to some, concerning the arrest of Imran Awan. You've got a deeper exposure of the Awan brothers, the IT staffers working for 31 congressional Democrats on the House, earning $5 million in the past 7 years.
And if history,
collectively,
if history is any indication of what we can expect with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and people around her and other people who are connected to this, watch for mysterious deaths to start popping up in the circles of some of these people. Watch for accidents.
True,
watch
right?
for heart attacks. Watch for, suicides with 10 shots to the back of the head. Because this is how these people operate. Maybe because this is such a public story, not that it's ever stopped them before, that we won't see the more overt tactics. But what's
it's one of the first things you said, by the way, to me.
I mean, what's going to happen with... I don't believe that Schultz will ever turn on people like Clinton.
Oh, no. No.
But if they threaten her with the, you know, will she take the jail time? Well, there was actually in April, I believe it was, a Hillary staffer or IT person who was arrested for the charge of treason. There are things going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, but it seems like every time we make progress in these areas of exposing crimes, we find out how corrupt the swamp really is, whether it's Debbie Wasserman Schultz being a U.S. District Attorney in D.C. handling the prosecution of the Awan case to, there was another family member, I just read it this morning.
Oh.
It was a Podesta's, Heather Podesta, John Podesta's, is the head of the D.C. police or has, you know, a huge influence in the Capitol Police.
No, well, okay, you've got.
I mean, it's just at every turn.
Steve Wasserman is the U.S. attorney prosecuting the Steve
right.
Wasserman.
But there's a Podesta also involved in the Capitol Police as the head
right.
and the top of the Capitol Police.
That
every
came out
get,
about a month ago.
We yeah. get you know traction and into these different areas. Like we see the unmasking. There's a lot of news on the unmasking that hundreds of unmasking requests were also issued at the end of the Obama administration. And there's another person attached to that who was named as the, not Samantha Powers, but somebody else. But then you turn around and you see who is handling the prosecution, who is collecting the evidence. And they're all related to the people in the positions of power.
You know.
The conflicts of interest and whatnot.
Mueller has five attorneys working for Mueller as independent counsel have direct ties, financial ties to Hillary Clinton. Tell me that that's not a conflict of interest. You can't do that. It's so incredibly incestuous. And I go back to what Matt Bracken said yesterday on this show. Do you feel like we're getting close to some event horizon where President Donald Trump could be in peril, whether physical, and I do feel that way, that they're looking to take Donald Trump out simply because he's causing so many problems for the establishment. I mean, how do you deal with, how would the mob deal with an unruly character like that? Not nicely. And we are dealing with a mob mentality, a mafia-like mentality, I believe. And you might think that's hyperbole. Do you think for a moment, like Matt Bracken had talked about yesterday, if Donald Trump began to exhibit symptoms of, you know, whatever.
I believe if even if, say, Trump was poisoned, what he alluded to with, you know, some kind of LSD that made him look unstable.
Right.
To the point where they removed him. To where even if he had a stroke or a heart attack and natural causes while his term in office, that would cause...
Scalia on steroids.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That's one area I agree with that I would... people would probably take up arms.
I do believe that.
And that's one of the only, you know, minus some catastrophic economic collapse. I don't see, I mean, people understand that the Donald Trump agenda and the administration and what he represents is really the last chance of trying to salvage what's left of this country to the Constitution and whatnot. And if that slips away, I think people will react.
You know, it's the movement behind and the ideology behind the...
Yeah, it's not just about him.
Right. And it's really not. But you have to respect a guy who is basically clueless about the inside baseball of politics, but a shrewd businessman who goes in and wins the election. Kind of, some people call him the accidental president, or that, you know, he didn't expect to become president. So you have to give him props for that. But I think that what we're seeing here is, I'm sure right now, he's probably thinking, man, I did not sign on for this. And had I known it was this bad, I might have rethought some things, or maybe he's thinking, yeah, despite how bad this is, we're going to keep going. And by the looks of things, the way he's shaking things up, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about the what would be the perception of the decorum, the false decorum of politics. He doesn't care about that at all. He's like, let's just kick some butt and get it done. And that's what I think is going on. And God uses people. Well, hey, look, he's using Joe and I, and we got no business doing what we're doing. I'll be the first to admit I got no business doing what I'm doing in this capacity. But if God uses us, all the better. And anyway, but I want to thank Peter Chauka and Melissa Zacharia and all of our guests this week. You've been fantastic. And I also want to thank, you know, John Robertson, our program director and producer, who will be in the studio here within the week.
And radio show host.
Yeah.
Co-host of the Hagman Daily Show.
That's right. And of course, Eric the Tech and Jackie, my daughter, who works in the office. And I'm going to make this announcement right now. Did you know, because Jackie said it was okay and Eric did too. Did you know that Jackie and Eric are going to get married?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool,
That's
huh?
That's awesome.
So Theo is going to be my...
Oh, don't even.
No, Theo, the studio. Okay, Lady, the studio dog, and Theo.
Your dog-in-law.
Yeah, my dog-in-law. It's pretty cool. Hey, we could do that, dog-in-law. But
a great week. Want to thank everybody for listening to the shows, the Doug Hagman Show and the Hagman Daily Show. Folks, if you get a chance to listen, we would appreciate any feedback that you have, good, bad, or indifferent. You can send that to studio at hagmanandhagman.com. And the first week was a strong week for the other shows, and a strong week on hagmanreport.com. And we're going to come right back and do it all again next week.
Amen to that. Thanks for listening. God bless. Stay safe. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Smell the roses. Todd from Global Star, thank you so much. BTR, folks, fine folks there, thank you so much. And to all of you, God bless.